judging by what has happened and seeing that it looks like the general framework of this deal is pretty much what the owners were offering in March. I think we know who might have won and who might have lost before we get all the exact particulars. But Hub Arkish is with us now on WSCR The Score. Hello, Hub.
I got to tell you, guys, old Kaner's wrist must be pretty bad if all those 12-ounce lifts drove him to surgery. It's a disturbing story.
After a while, the wrist just gives out on you.
Yeah.
I know the feeling.
So what actually happened here? Yeah, how did this happen? Is it as simple as it appears that the owners didn't really have to do all that much, that it just a couple of minor moves were enough to say to the players, you better come do this now?
Well, I think there's two things that we want to be careful of. First, I don't want to analyze a deal that I haven't seen in writing yet. I've had sources in the room at various times, people close to them. I think I know where they're at right now, and so I think we can at least offer some initial thoughts on it. But until this thing is done, and it's not going to be done for a little while longer, there is one potential huge roadblock in front of them. But it's going to get done, and I think you're going to see the league year start a week from Monday, which is the 25th. But it certainly appears that the players got their butts handed to them. But I think the second thing that we have to be careful about is that's just the negotiating part. That doesn't mean that two or three years from now this won't still be a very good deal for the players, because there's so much money in play here. They may do just fine, but I think what I'm so aggravated about, and it sounds like you guys are too, is, you know, I'm part of the collateral damage here. There's a lot of people that have already suffered, and based on the way this thing turned out, you're exactly right. They could have done this deal March 10th.
But you're more than part of the collateral damage, really. If you look at the people who probably suffered most, depending on what happens with training camps and some of the little towns that might have teams there, that you're like you'd be at the top of the list for people suffering.
Well, the publications, too, that do fantasy football, and a lot of things didn't happen this year.
To your credit, you haven't bitched about it at all.
No.
Well, first of all, nobody wants to hear it. And secondly, it's part of my job. It comes with the territory. And it is what it is, you know. But if you want to be objective talking about it, you can't make that the focus. And so I feel bad for all of the other people like me who've taken hits in this. And I feel bad for the players, because I don't think that they were well represented in this. I continue to get reports that a lot of them still don't really know what's going on. And I think they could have done better. Now, again, that said, there's so much money involved here that I think a couple of years from now, everybody's going to feel fine about it. And, you know, we all know the rich get richer, and that's what's going to happen here.